We're counting down to a brand new number one song in our survey this week. This is American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and our countdown continues.
Number 28.
Here are four guys, all 22 years old, from Cleveland, Ohio. They call themselves the Raspberries. They got a big one at number 28 this week. It's called Go All the Way. Second week in American Top 40, the Raspberries take Go All the Way up to number 28. This is Casey Kasem in Hollywood, and the countdown continues. Here's a fellow raised in Louisiana, moved to Oakland, California when he was 15 years old. Joe Simon in Power of Love.
Baby, sugar, honey, sweet darling.
You got time.
His 23rd chart record at number 27 this week, moving up 10 notches, Joe Simon and Power of Love. I got a letter from Boston recently asking a question that comes up every now and then, but not with this twist. Who has had the most number one records? It's got to be Elvis or the Beatles, right? But who's in third place? Details coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast American Top 40.
10 weeks ago, this song debuted at number 34. Got all the way up to number 8 and stayed there for 8 weeks. And now is at number 26. From Holland, Mouth, and McNeil.
Once I said I wanna shoot, I don't remember why. I often wonder if it's true that you could make me cry. I only know it's long ago, you said I love you too. But I got one solution, that we're gonna start anew.
How do you do? I thought why not, na-na-na-na, just me and you. And then we can, na-na-na-na, just like before. And you will say, na-na-na-na, please give me more. And you will think, na-na-na-na, hey, that's what I'm living for.
This week on AT40, Willem Mouth Doon and Maggie McNeil from Holland with How Do You Do? Now let me answer that letter from one listener in Boston who took a frequently asked question and he gave it a new twist. It goes, Dear Casey, who has had the most number one records? It's got to be Elvis or the Beatles, right? But who's in third place? Signed, Mary O'Connor. Well, Mary, you're right about Elvis or the Beatles having the most number ones. The recording act that has had the third most number one hits is a female vocal trio from Detroit, the Supremes. And 12 of their songs have hit number one. I suppose you want to know whether it's Elvis or the Beatles who have had the most. The difference between them is only two. Elvis has had 18 number ones, and the Beatles have had 20, which makes them, so far, the leading producers of number one records. Mary, thanks for your question. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 25.
This moves up two this week in American Top 40. The Detroit Emeralds and Baby, Let Me Take You in My Heart.
Let me take you. Let me take you in my arms. Let me take you in my arms and hold you. Let me kiss your lips.
themselves the Detroit Emeralds with Baby, Let Me Take You in My Arms. This week at number 25 on AT40, they moved up two. Coming up, a debut song by a group with a fantastic talent for helping to make stars out of unknown songwriters by recording their songs. Unknowns like Harry Nilsson, Laura Nero, Randy Newman, and Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
The hits from coast to coast. CFN Europe. American Top 40.
From England, here's Peter Lee Sterling, who took the name Daniel Boone. At number 24 with Beautiful Sunday.
Sunday morning, up with the lark. I think I'll take a walk in the park. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. I've got someone waiting for me. When I see her, I know that you'll say, hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. Hot, 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 beautiful Sunday. This is my, my, my beautiful day. When you say, 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 say that you love me. It's a beautiful day. Birds are singing, you're by my side. Let's take the car and go for a ride. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. We'll drive on and follow the sun, making Sunday go on and on.
Week on AT40, now up to number 24. Moved up five notches this week. Daniel Boone from England and Beautiful Sunday. Now in American Top 40, the debut song by the group with a fantastic track record of recording hits written by unknowns who later became recognized as super songwriters. Nobody knew who Harry Nilsson was when this group recorded his song One early in 1969. Then there was Eli's Coming by Laura Nero, relatively unknown at the time, and who became a sensation because of their hit version of her song. The group's first album contained Lady Samantha, a song by an unknown British writing team, Bernie Taupin and Elton John. And then there was Randy Newman, who started getting the attention he deserved when this seven-man group, three singers and four instrumentalists, hit number one with his Mama Told Me Not to Come. Of course, their Three Dog Night. The composers of their current hit, Black and White, are Dee Arkin and E. Robinson. Keep your eye on them. Here's Three Dog Night.
The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn to read and write. A child is black, a child is white. The whole world looks upon a sight, a beautiful sight. And now a child can understand that this is the law of all the
there's the highest debuting song of the week on American Top 40, produced by Richard Podler, done by Three Dog Night. It's titled Black and White, and it comes in at number 23. This is Casey Kasem, and the countdown rolls on.
Number 22.
AT40 is heard coast to coast and around the world on great radio stations like WCOR, Lebanon, Tennessee, WLWL, Rockingham, North Carolina, and 2UE, Sydney, Australia. At number 22, moving up one this week, this is Who. Join together. Number 22 in AT40, one of nine British acts on the survey this week. The Who and Join Together. Next, I'll have a song that's the number one best-selling song in England this week by an American group.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
The biggest hits in the nation are yet to come as we count them down on the way to a brand new number one song in AT40. This is number 21 this week. It dropped from number 14 last week and peaked out at number 7 5 weeks ago. It's England's number one best-selling record this week. Alice Cooper and School's Out.
Can't
comes in at number 21 this week in American Top 40. Alice Cooper and School's Out. From the Great Lakes to the Rio Grande, you hear the nation's biggest hits every week at this time in American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem, and our countdown continues until we reach our new number one song. Here's the biggest moving record within the Top 40 this week. A tune that debuted 2 weeks ago at 40, last week went to 33. This week it moves 13 notches to number 20. It's Chicago, Saturday in the Park. AT40 by Chicago. It's Saturday in the Park. Here's a letter that says, "Dear Casey, what artist has had the most records get on the chart but has never reached the top 40? The question is from a listener in Florida, and he's asking about a male singer who's been hitting the charts for the past 10 years. Details coming up.
The hits from coast to coast. CFN Europe. American Top 40.
Here's a tune that debuted 7 weeks ago at number 36. Inches its way up American Top 40. 2 weeks now at number 19. It's Bobby Vinton. He produced the song, Sealed with a Kiss.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer, it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll feel the air.
18 again this week, Bobby Fenton was sealed with a kiss. This is Casey Kasem on American Top 40. And now, the letter from Florida that says, Dear Casey, what artist has had the most records get on the chart but has never reached the top 40? And it's signed Harry Dill, Pensacola. Well, Harry, it's a male singer who has that unlucky title. And by the way, he was originally from Florida. But still, he's a pretty well-known guy, because he's been hitting the charts for about 11 years now, starting in 1962 and continuing right into this year. The man is Steve Alimo. 9 of his single releases have appeared in the Hot 100. The biggest was Every Day I Have to Cry Some, which got up to number 46 back in 1963. I really hope Steve hits soon with a big one, and he will, because there's nothing more inspiring than seeing a guy who won't give up until he gets what he's after. Thanks for the letter, Harry. And now on with the countdown and Donny Hathaway and Roberta Flack.
Number 18.
From number 6 to number 18 this week, Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway and their second hit together, Where is the Love? This is Casey Kasem in Hollywood on American Top 40, and we're up to number 17 in our countdown. This one moved up 4. It's by Gary Glitter, a song that reached number 2 in England. Rock and Roll Part 2. 4 weeks, it's up to number 17 in American Top 40. From England, Gary Glitter and Rock and Roll Part 2. 16 big ones to number 1 and counting down.
KC's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
We're counting down the hits the way they're ranked on Billboard's national charts. So we don't stop until we get to number 1.
Number 16.
Jackson 5, Looking Through the Windows. Week to number 16 this week, the Jackson 5, Looking Through the Windows. Here's a man who makes home Las Vegas, Nevada. Just outside Las Vegas, he owns a 46-acre ranch and some horses. He also owns a million seller with Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast, Wayne Newton.
The love between the two of us was dying, and it got so bad I knew I had to leave. But halfway down that highway, when I turned around, I saw my little daughter running after me. To run to catch a train. She had no way of knowing I was leaving home for good. I turned around and there she was again. And she said to me, Daddy, don't you walk so
of my sweet daughter. I just had to turn back home right there and then and try to start a new life with the mother of my child. I couldn't bear to hear the
biggest hit to date. He took it all the way up to number four for a couple of weeks, 3 or 4 weeks ago. Now it's at number 15, Daddy Don't You Walk So Fast. That wraps up the second part of American Top 40 with the top 14 big ones coming right up. So stay right there.
Now here's a classic American Top 40 extra from August 26th, 1972. It's a song that debuted on the Hot 100 that week at number 80. And it would climb all the way up to number 2. Here's Bill Withers with Use Me.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me,
with a classic American Top 40 extra from 1972. That's Bill Withers with Use Me.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. At people, some hand in hand, just what I'm going through, they can understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend, just what you. And I love you. Yes, I love you. I love you. I love you. In white satin, never reaching the end.